Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. Well, before we get into our interview that we have for today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. We are all about the tone here on Every Heart, Every Woman radio. So sit back and enjoy. To the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my great friend, Vicki McMurray, joining me today as co-host. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, sweet Carla. It's always a joy to be here, hon.
Yes, it truly is. It's always a joy to be here. Mm-hmm. Everyone, our radio show is sponsored through Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Now, Love Ministries Ministries is gearing up to give a Christmas gift to all of the children in our programming. So if you're listening today and you'd like to participate, either you want to give or you want to come and you want to volunteer, go to Love Ministries website. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org, or you can also go to the website for our radio show, EHEWradio.com, and we'll have info posted there for you. So reach out to us and join us for the Christmas gift giving. Now, we are very excited about our guest for today. Our guest is a dancer, a stage actress, and an all-around entertainer. Her name is Christian Joelle Jones. Welcome, Christian.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
She graduated from KD Conservatory College of Film and Dramatic Arts in Dallas, Texas, and she has training in ballet, musical theater, jazz, hip-hop, modern, lyrical, and tribal funk. And Christian, she has, she has the ability to kind of mash, what is it?
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything together. So she got the nickname the Hip Hop Ballerina.
I like that.
Thank you. That's
a really cool description.
Thank you. It's very cool. I didn't make it up myself, I promise. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, that's even better if somebody else gave you
the
nickname.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Hey, but can we say one more thing about
Christian? Yeah, let's say it.
Christian's your niece.
Christian is my niece. I was about to get to that.
Yes. And I was trying to think of the last time I saw you, but I remember the first time I met you, I think you were 13.
Oh, wow.
You were a baby.
Wow.
I know. It was a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Wow. She's just beautiful, you guys.
Yeah.
We don't
have
a picture for you, obviously, while we're videoing, when we're recording, but I just can't wait to take some pictures because she's just beautiful on the inside and out.
She is. Thank you. You're welcome. And Christian, my concert for True Worship, when I was putting out the CD, you danced for the concert, did a beautiful job. That was one of my dreams, really, you know, my vision to start that concert with a hymn. We did Amazing Grace, which is my grandmother, your great-grandmother's, one of her favorite hymns. And so I came out, and they had two spotlights on us. I sang it, and
it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
How long has that been? That's been a long time.
So that's probably the last time I saw
you. I think it was 2014, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You did a great
job. Again, then.
Yeah, we need to do it again.
Yes.
We definitely need to do it again. So, Christian, first of all, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're very excited. I think I'm excited because you are a millennial.
I am, sadly enough.
That's great. So, listen. So, I'm a mom. Vicky's a mom. Vicky has millennials.
Two of them.
Pray for me.
I feel like that's the thing is like there's so much negative connotation with millennial.
Right.
So for me, even I'm like,
there shouldn't be. Everybody's on a journey.
Right. True. So we're very excited for this interview because we want to kind of dispel some myths about young people and what they're doing and the road that they travel in life and maybe just help some moms out, help some parents
that would be
out.
Great.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So, Christian, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of you and your career, and of course, I've known you since you were a wee bitty baby,
right? The whole journey.
You haven't traveled like the traditional path for college, certainly, but for school. So, your high school graduation was unique.
Yes,
I loved it.
So I was homeschooled from third grade all the way up through high school graduation. Mm-hmm. And so when it was time for high school graduation, it was kind of concerning because we were like, what are we going to do? It was just me. I have no other siblings my age. So we decided to actually put on like a one woman show type of thing. Mm-hmm. So my church allowed me to use our youth venue in there. And I got to do dance and I got to sing my own song I had written. We videotaped some monologues that I had done, one I wrote, one that I had Googled, honestly, and just kind of put on a one-woman show. And that was my graduation kind of recital type thing. So, yeah, that was actually the first real show that I got to produce really on my own.
Yeah.
With my parents' help, of course. But,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun. That was a blast. Yeah.
It was, I mean, Vicky, it was.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten until now, but
there's a very awkward video on YouTube.
I
say
I've
awkward
because
I watch
that.
It now and I'm like, oh, no,
because,
but it's gorgeous. So if you ever want to see
it,
it's
on
YouTube.
I've seen some of it because I know from a couple of years ago, y'all were posting some pictures of your dance. Mm-hmm. Weren't you going to compete or something? It was something. There was a reason why it was on. I don't remember now, but it was several years ago, and I remember seeing different videos of you. So, yes, I think that's a brilliant idea, honestly.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah.
And it really got to show, I guess, really your talent and because, I mean, you've been in dance classes
Since I was... Technically, since I was 8 years old,
okay.
So 12 years now.
Okay. Wow. So your acting talent really came into play with your graduation.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there thinking, if I cry, I'm going to miss it because it was live. It wasn't like, I couldn't like pause and...
And start over, stop it and take a second.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, you know... really professionally done, and I was impressed. So from there, you went to KD Conservatory.
I did.
So tell us about that and how you decided to do that.
So college was kind of scary for me because I wanted something that was definitely in my field. I didn't want to go to like a theater program that was just where you would learn the outs of theater and not really the acting, singing, dance parts. And even when I went to tour KD specifically, I was actually going to do the acting program because acting, like you said, was one of the things that I didn't get to do very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I went for that. And then they were like, well, you sing and dance. You should do theater. And I was like, I don't know. What is it going to have? Am I going to miss something if I do that? And they were like, no, our acting program is acting. Our singing and dance, you'll be fine. And it was the best 15 months of my entire life. Mm-hmm. I don't regret that at all. It was a blast.
Where is KD?
So it's right in between Parkland Methodist and Children's Hospital, right off Medical District.
I know where that is. Okay, very good.
You really can't see it. Like, you have to go over there.
And it's really a, because it's a hardcore.
Yeah, it's very specialized. Like, you get there and you have to really commit. It really weeds out. If you're not interested in something, you'll find out real fast. Like, in the first week, you'll be like, this isn't for me. Because it's the first day was right on top of everything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you jump into it and you're already dancing.
Yeah, you're in a full singing class. They made you do solos the very first day.
Okay.
Ooh. Our very first 8 o'clock class. They were like, all right, great. So pull out your music. You're going to sing. And we're like, are we? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then, my ballet teacher was incredible. She... whipped me into shape immediately. She was like, you're a dancer? Okay, great. Get in the front. And I was like, oh, okay. You're a leader? Get ready. So, yeah, there was no space to drop off at all.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And then, so tell us about kind of like the opportunities that you got through that training and everything.
So the biggest thing that I'm still doing, my ballet teacher started a ballet company in Irving about almost a year and a half ago. It was almost midway through my second semester at KD, which is basically about 4 months in being at KD.
Okay.
And so she needed teachers, and she was like, she really wanted some ballet people that she knew and that she had trained herself. So she asked me if I had taught before, and I had been teaching at the studio I went to when I was younger. And so I was like, yeah, I've taught before. I'd be fine with that. And so I am still teaching ballet. I teach 2-year-olds all the way up to 13-year-olds. So that's like little tutu dance and then all the way up to about pre-ballet too. And then I got to do multiple shows while I was there. I did a lot of theater, which I had never done. I had never done any musicals while I was there. But that was the first time, and it was a blast. I did 5 or 6 shows while I was in school, which was in 15 months. And then I got to film multiple short films.
Wonderful.
Which was incredible. I got to spend a lot of time with the acting program, too, mm-hmm. which is really the best thing to do. If you can make friends in every program,
right.
then you have really won the ability to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got to do a lot of films. I got to film an actual movie about a year ago. So, yeah, it was a blast. I had so many opportunities. And I still have a lot of teachers that I can call and ask for things if I need to send something to someone or just need references. They're
right.
still
mm-hmm.
available to do that. So it's been a really cool,
yeah.
really cool opportunity.
And you go out on acting auditions mm-hmm. and all of that. What's that process?
Like? I'm not an audition person. I don't like auditions. I think
okay.
it's funny because as an actor, you have to audition. Like
right.
I have no other choice. But I really don't like auditions because you do have to stand in front of people and let them decide if you're
yeah.
what mm-hmm. they want or not.
Yeah.
Which is nerve-wracking, especially for younger people, I think, as a young actress. It's mm-hmm. and just someone getting my feet. It was tough to get in front of someone and present what I thought was the best thing for them, and mm-hmm. then they might or might not
right.
you know, agree with me.
Yeah.
Or it just might not be what they're looking for at
right.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had to decide, okay, you go. If it's something you want to do, you just have to go
just
bring your best. Yeah, you just have to go bring your best, and then
exactly.
whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a pretty interesting process. And then you get some things, and it's great. And then other things, you just move on and kind of keep
going. Do you have headshots and all the whole nine yards?
Yes.
Yes.
We did our very last semester at KD.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in a guy, and you can choose a different person, but they have their own like guy that they really like.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to use him. So I had to take headshots, which was my first time taking headshots. And it was kind of nerve-wracking because it's just your face.
Right.
And so he'll tell you different things. He's like, smile. Okay, turn your head like 2 inches to the left. Tilt. Now smile.
Mm-hmm.
Now stick your neck out.
Yes,
and you're
it's
just
very
like,
awkward.
Yeah, okay.
Trying to make it look natural.
Exactly, yeah.
So I have experience. So when I was younger, I was in a musical theater.
Aww.
And I was in a mini series. So I had I had to go in front of a casting crew. I had to read a little script. And in the little TV miniseries, this is in the 70s, way before you were born. I'm old. I remember standing there and people looking at me and you know, as a 12-year-old, you don't think this eloquently. But, I mean, I was worried about, you know, what are they thinking of me?
Mm-hmm.
And I only had 2 lines in the whole thing. But I got it.
Right.
And
yeah.
it was a great experience.
There.
It's, you know, my mom also was an actress.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
she spent many years here in Dallas doing everything from independent films to commercials, infomercials,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And she would talk a lot about how it was sort of unnerving. But she ended up just really becoming friends with casting directors and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know as they get to know you. Some days you might get a call. You don't even have to go through the casting process because
right.
they know you.
Right.
Yeah. The connections are great. I think that
yes.
was a big thing KD gave me too.
Good.
It was just
okay.
connections. I did meet a lot of casting directors.
That's great.
So that way now, even just in Dallas, it's a big market, but
mm-hmm.
it's still kind of the circles are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So if you know 2 or 3 people, then you know half of Dallas already,
yeah.
just kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
circling around. So.
Yeah.
And didn't you do musical theater?
I did a little
everything?
Bit. Yeah, I did a little. Why? Our family is so
musical
yeah,
and
like
can do just about anything.
Yeah, if you do one thing, you do it all.
Yes.
And everybody's so, I don't know, we're kind of nerdy about that. Like,
yeah.
we're kind of nerdy about music and entertainment, as well as like nonprofit work, and I don't know.
Yeah,
we're weird.
No, you're not.
But Christian, tell us about, because I know some moms, you know, they have kids mm-hmm. that maybe want to get in the entertainment field,
mm-hmm.
but they're starting to think about like rejection.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to help my, you know, kid through rejection? Should
mm-hmm.
I even let them do this? So how do you handle it, like when you're standing there
yeah.
in front of somebody and they say something?
I will say I had to learn really fast that honestly, if you get in front of a situation and you give your best and then you don't get it, the best thing to do is just realize that that opportunity wasn't for you.
Yeah.
It's not that you weren't for the opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
yeah.
just most times they're looking for something so specific that it's going to be a million people might audition for it,
mm-hmm,
but only
right.
one person gets it
right.
because they need just one little thing.
Right.
And I mean, I had to, I went out for an audition a couple of years ago. Well, not a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. It was a Disney audition, and I had two auditions the same day. And Disney's like the most specific thing ever.
Okay.
Even just down to like if you're an inch too tall, you're out. So,
okay.
But it was a dance audition. And so I was like, oh, dance is, I do
right,
dance.
That's your thing.
Easy.
Yeah.
And it was like 200 of us in this really small studio. And the guy, he taught this really fast thing. It was the most simple ballet combination. I was like, oh, please, I can do this. Like, this is easy.
Right.
I did it in like, we did it in small groups. 200 people went. And then they called six people out of the 200 people. I was not one of the six. And I walked out and I was like, what just happened?
Because
she just called numbers and it was over. And I called my mom. I got in the car and I was like crying. I was so upset.
Aww.
And then my mom was like, it's okay. It just, that wasn't for you. It's fine. And so I think realizing that, yeah, it's not really that you're not it. It's just that that opportunity wasn't for you.
Right, right.
So you just go, okay, there's something else.
Yeah.
And it'll, you just kind of have to keep going. And auditioning is such a continuous process.
Right.
And there's auditions everywhere that you kind of, it's one thing falling off isn't going to really break or make it.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you're very wise. And I think it's hard at a young age not to personalize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school and I did this is funny because of where I am now, but it wasn't funny then. In high school, I did a like a, you know, those vocal competitions.
Yeah.
My parents drove me. I don't know where we were. We drove. They were always
driving
us places. So we drove somewhere and I tried out for the thing. And then the feedback was, you might be okay as a gospel singer, but you won't be anything else. And it didn't even say, like, you are good at gospel.
Yeah, no,
like, you might be good at gospel.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness.
And you said you were in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school and was, like, truly, like, devastated.
Oh, absolutely.
And my parents were like, what are you doing? Like, why do you even
get over it?
And I'm like, I might not be even good for gospel. And they were like,
why are you listening to that?
What are you talking about? Like, this is, you know, one person's, you know, their opinion after 10 seconds of hearing you sing whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah,
it's one thing for our parents to say that. I say that to my kids about things, but it's a whole nother thing to be able to shift your mindset.
And with this stuff, it's like you're so young and that's, you start out, you know, so young.
Right.
And so you have to know these principles when you're like really young.
You do. Right. Especially when you're getting into it. Because early on, it's so much harder to separate your dream from reality.
Yes.
And so then, yeah, when you are being rejected, it's like, oh, well, then everything's over. But no, there's time.
There's,
you
got stepping stones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could end up being a contemporary worship leader.
Exactly.
And you might not even.
Exactly.
With somebody might not be good enough. Be good enough to sing gospel.
I know.
Yeah.
I love
this
it.
This is so funny. Okay, so Christian, what I know that you said that your parents are good at you know, keeping you grounded through rejection. Well, you know what? I'm going to pause on this question. I'm going to let you think about it, and then we'll come back. But my question is, what are the other tools maybe that your parents have been teaching you and instilling in you that help you to, you know, make it through this process in the entertainment business? So let's press pause right here, and we'll be right back.
Listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. And I have my great friend, Vicki McMurray. We always have to reach across the table.
We do. We're holding hands whenever she
precious.
Says that. Aren't we precious?
Precious?
We're goofy is what we are.
Very goofy. And we are in a conversation with Christian Joelle Jones. Christian is she's a dancer. She's a stage actress. actress and entertainer. Thank you so much, Christian, for being here.
Thank you again for having me.
She is my niece, as Vicky was like, make sure you say that.
I know.
She is my niece. And so, Christian, when we left for the break, we were talking about rejection. You can't get around it in this business. So what are some other things that your parents have instilled in you that help you make it through this business?
Honestly, they're big go for it people. They've been like, you can stay in our house, you can eat our food, pursue what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, in this business for sure, you need people that just tell you to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy to fall into just feeling like you can't make it when you're not where you want to be. Mm-hmm. But they've been just so supportive of me through the whole process. And they're big on calling me out when I'm falling apart or when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. They're quick to be like, hey, no, you know what we've taught you. Mm-hmm. Do what we taught you, mm-hmm. which I think is a good reminder, even though I am what is considered an adult. But I have to remember, okay, yeah, they've taught you some mm-hmm. things that you can't forget those things, even though you're out doing, especially mm-hmm. in this business too. You can kind of see some other things and just kind of be around it, but you have to remember where you came from and what you were taught as a young person too.
Is it difficult to stand on your Christian values?
I will say it's interesting to me now on this side after Katie, realizing that you can make a decision to stay true to who you are, mm-hmm. and that you can make that decision no matter how old you are. And you can say no to a lot of things, and you can just decide that you're not going to do certain things. And that might mean you have to say no to an opportunity. And I, in a lot of instances now, have had to just go, okay, these are the things I'm not going to do. These are things I'm not going to say. These are things I'm not going to be involved in, mm-hmm. and just stand firm in them. And kind of, you can make your own lane, and people respect you for that too. They see the difference in you and wonder what's going on. Mm-hmm. And of course you're allowed to tell them, but it's been very interesting to me where I've had a lot of people kind of go, okay, why are you saying no to this? Why are you like this? Why are you mm-hmm. smiling so much? And I get to then, you know, share my values and kind of my beliefs as well with them. And then that makes people realize even for themselves that they can stand firm in what they believe in too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not hard, but it is something you have to stay on top of, I will say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful because you're 20, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know. I can't believe it.
No.
And I don't get to see you hardly ever, but it's just so fun to see you as a big girl now.
Right.
And you're always just going to be
trying
a girl.
To be.
I know. Well, we all are.
I'll try to be.
I'm trying to be all the time.
What
Christian.
Did LaToria say?
Oh, yeah. What did she
grown
say?
Woman bars.
That's right.
Yeah. She's like, I'm all about grown woman bars.
I love that.
If I do something and I'm like, okay, that wasn't right. Okay, let me get back to my grown woman bars.
Yes. I know. I love her. Can I just be adopted in your family? I love your family.
Well, I don't know why not.
I mean, I love your mom. Going back to that, I just think it's beautiful because it's an opportunity, like you said, if somebody asks, you can share with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in life and period, and we talk all the time about this on the show, is that, you know, it's so countercultural for us to speak our truth and, mm-hmm. and live by the word. Mm-hmm. And especially in your industry, that's a very difficult lane to be in. And sometimes doing right is lonely. I tell that mm-hmm. to my girls all the time. Mm-hmm. And I have felt it myself. I have felt left out as an adult in my 50s from things because I am going to walk with mm-hmm. him and mm-hmm. not, you know, stray. Well, try not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm really impressed by that. And what an opportunity you have to share the word with other people.
Yeah.
And
right.
Just live by example.
Yeah. I will say just really quick, because it was a really cool experience just mentioning mm-hmm. that. When I got there, the very first semester I got there, I was helping out with our musical, our fourth semester musical, which is the class above us. They, mm-hmm. when we got there, they had a musical they were doing. And one of the first nights I was there, they asked me to pray in the circle. And it was funny because I'd only been there for maybe 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me out of all the first semester newbie freshman, you know, type mm-hmm. people. And so I did. And so every semester after that, different groups of people would ask me to pray, even if I wasn't in the show, just standing there, they would ask me to pray. So I got to do that as well. And
that's
that
great.
For me was just like, wow, you never know, you know, what people see in you and you know, want you to share.
right.
with them. And I mean, I was around all kinds of different people, had mm-hmm. big, real, serious discussions with people about belief and just different types of things like that. But it was amazing to me to kind of realize, okay, God can be anywhere and he can find you in any situation mm-hmm. too. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
I know, that is so cool. And I like that you're standing by your principles, because just because you're not willing to do something doesn't mean you're going to get you're not going to have an opportunity.
Right.
I think
Absolutely.
There's this eagerness to, well, I just have to say yes to everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And yes isn't necessarily the right thing for you sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
I'm really proud of you yeah. for recognizing it, because I think that's a hard lesson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And even for adults, that's
a hard
lesson.
Oh, I know. I'm saying it for me too.
Yeah. That God has specific, he has a place that's prepared for us, mm-hmm. and we're going through life. And I really have learned that the Lord, I feel like the Lord invites us in
yes.
To like strategically plan
yeah,
with him, mm-hmm. And getting to that place in life where he really wants us to be, where
Absolutely.
We can just share his goodness with people and yeah. everything. So yeah, that's really good, yeah. Christian. I know that you are starting a venture, and I'm very excited about
yes.
it. I think it's funny because I didn't know about this. So I saw it on social media
oh.
with everybody else. Yes. I did not know. So I'm going to find out all the goodies now that you're on my radio show.
And the first to find out, too, because no one knows. It was just kind of one of those things they put
breaking
up.
News.
I was like, we'll see.
All
so, yeah,
right.
this is hot news
okay.
here.
Okay. All right.
We get to be a part of breaking news. Exactly. Nobody else knows.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Breaking news, everybody.
Yes.
Christian Joel Jones.
Yes.
is starting. So it's called I Will Fly.
Yes.
I Will Fly Movement,
mm-hmm.
and your logo is beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Absolutely love it.
Yes,
it
is.
And it says Find Freedom in Life, Arts, and Entertainment.
Yeah.
So tell us more about, so is this like a movement you're starting?
Yes. So I Will Fly. I actually wrote a song when I was about 12 or 13.
Okay.
It was called Fly. And I've always really been obsessed with butterflies. I love butterflies.
Yeah.
And so I actually drew a butterfly. So in the logo, there's mm-hmm. this butterfly.
Yes.
And you actually, I think you only see one side, but both sides, one side is the full monarch butterfly and the other side, it's like a torn up kind of broken butterfly.
Okay.
And so the idea is that butterflies for me stand for freedom and beauty and, growth and purity.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that you find freedom in your life and anywhere you are, whatever you do, no matter what, of course, arts, 'cause I love all types of arts
yeah.
and entertainment. So I Will Fly will be clothes. It'll be these classes.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some events, possibly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a whole bunch of different things. But the idea is that anybody can fly no matter where they are in their journey in life.
So, yeah. Okay, so movement. This is
it's a
portion
movement.
Of I Will Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a movement.
I want
the idea is that, yeah, that it's just changing people's lives. And so that's kind of what the movement is, that
yeah.
it's more of a stand and taking a declaration for
mm-hmm.
Freedom in everything. And it's really just God's freedom in our lives. Having God in our lives brings freedom, and you can be free to create and do whatever you feel like God is calling you to do
yeah.
and find your purpose in
yeah.
that.
So how did you come up with this? How did you get from, okay, you graduated from KD
mm-hmm.
and you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get from there to I Will Fly?
So after I graduated, I was able to kind of stick around at KD a little bit as a graduate and alumni, and kind of help with other students and be there for the next set of musical theater people. I got to assistant direct the play we did right after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of did some more shows, but it was really time for me to kind of find make my own way. I
mm-hmm.
felt like there were some more things that I needed to do that I just hadn't touched yet. I've kind of always wanted to start my own brand, but I just hadn't really had time.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've had my training and gotten that done, I was like, you know what, it's time to go ahead and kind of
yeah.
start my own brand and kind of get my own feet on the ground. So I give myself some room to do whatever God leads me to do.
Yeah. So and so this first portion that
mm-hmm.
you are rolling out,
mm-hmm.
these are dance
classes?
Yes. So, of course, the place I'm teaching at right now, we house out of a music school, okay. RBR Music School in Irving. And they're allowing me to use the space to teach hip hop sessions.
Okay.
So they're my own. I'm starting my own hip hop sessions.
Oh, that's exciting.
Very excited. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want me as a client, though.
No, anybody, you are welcome to come.
You're sweet. So you're going to be doing hip hop sessions.
Yes.
Is there an age range? Yes. I don't remember on the...
So I do not have an age range.
Okay.
It's intermediate to advanced dancers,
okay.
just because of how fast sure. paced it's going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't want anybody to come and feel like they were just lost. I didn't want anybody to stand there right. and be like, this is too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I have on the information, I have mm-hmm. it saying that it's a dance right. call, which is kind of how we do dance auditions.
Okay.
Where they basically, you come in, you stretch, then you learn choreography, and then you do it over and over
okay.
again.
Kinda okay. Kind of like what you did at Disney.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And so, yeah, I say intermediate to advanced dancers with about 2 years of dance experience, just more so just not to have anybody come and then feel like they didn't get the most out
sure.
of it.
Right.
Well.
Okay.
But I do not have an age range, because I've been at conventions and conferences where I've seen 8 year olds dance better than me.
Yes.
And so I was like, I don't want to put an age range in
right.
there. They can,
right.
I want everybody to come and feel creative and free and no
yeah.
matter what.
Yeah. 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 So, they can take, and so how will it be set up? I know you have, mm-hmm. 3 dates
yes.
rolled out so far.
Yes.
So can you take one of those or you should take all three? Or?
You can come to one or come to all.
Okay.
They'll all be different. So mm-hmm. you're not going to miss anything,
okay.
but you're also not going to get the same thing if you come to all three.
Okay.
So, yes, each one is very different. Each one will all be hip hop. But with me, my choreography, I have taken so much dance that mm-hmm. it'll be a little bit of everything. I say hip hop, but you'll get a little bit
yeah,
of everything.
Yeah, but you're the hip hop ballerina.
Exactly. So,
so
you'll get
anything could happen.
Yeah. No, there's no. And then, of course, with the freedom to create, I want people to come. And then if they learn the choreography and they want to add something or
uh-huh.
put in their own personal style, that's completely welcome too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what comes after the dance? So we get the dance rolling, which I'm
yes.
so excited that you're sharing
yes.
this
yeah.
and hope
yes.
many people will sign up. And this is the beginning of the movement. What comes next?
So there's going to be some merchandise very soon.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, there will be some T-shirts, some
Carla's
bags.
Surprise.
Yeah, I'm learning
I know,
this. I'm telling
so,
you.
I know. I love it.
Yes. So that's the kind of the next thing, which should be very soon, which you should follow me on Facebook, social media.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that because that'll be the next kind of the next thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then, yeah, there'll be some more dance, of course. There's going to be some videos coming soon, which I'm
okay.
excited about. We're getting on top of that as quickly as possible. So, yeah, just kind of getting it going.
Yeah. So this is cool. This is kind of like, this is just, I'm giddy because, of course, you know.
We're so nerdy about these things.
Yeah, yes. But also, like, you know, you're my niece. And so, like I said, I was there from the, and I really want to tell a story
tell
from the day.
No, you should tell it.
Yeah, I should tell
story.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris was actually born early. So
yeah, way
it was,
too early.
Yeah. It was, the Lord was good. It was,
yes, absolutely.
I don't even think you had to go through any of the...
No, so it
prenatal
was...
Prenatal stuff?
As far as
or
I know, it was like...
Neonatal?
I was only in for 11 days.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't like
it wasn't
as traumatic
as
we,
yeah,
right. yes, we thought. But what's funny is, so your parents went just for their regular...
Yeah, regular checkup.
Checkup. And the doctor said, don't even, like,
don't
go
leave.
To the parking lot. Go walk right over there.
Yeah.
And we're...
We're going to take her
yeah,
today.
Today. So so then your dad, my brother, mm-hmm. he called. I was with... I think I was with my mom, and my
yeah.
mom was like, we got to go to the hospital now. So we get up there. The whole family's gathering. Your grandmother is mm-hmm. there, and... Your grandmother from your mom's mom
yeah.
is there. So she's kind of like nerve-wracked.
Yeah.
And my uncle from our side is there, and he's very silly. But he was like being quiet because it's a serious
it was
moment.
Right,
but
right,
we're
yeah.
telling him, ratchet it up a bit.
Yeah, like,
you
right,
know,
right,
like
right.
tell
it's
some
funny.
Jokes, do
we
some
need
stuff.
To liven yeah. it up a little. It's too heavy.
So he does that. So we're sitting there, we're waiting. And then all of a sudden, my brother, your dad, mm-hmm. who is...
God bless him.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, he'll trip in a second.
Yeah.
You know, and...
We love him, but it's... Yeah.
Yeah. Really? It could be funny. Oh, yeah.
Your siblings, I know him the least, so that's kind of funny.
So he's completely hilarious, but don't tell him to run and carry anything. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, but... What's funny is he comes with the doctor, like running from the delivery room
in his hands.
To the NICU, but he's got the baby. And so.
And you're like.
And then my auntie, being the best sister in the world, is like, no, why on earth is he holding a baby?
So he goes, we got her. It's a girl. And everybody goes, yay. And I'm like, why did they let you carry the baby?
Oh, that's awesome.
It's my favorite story.
That's great.
Oh, it's the best.
But you made it.
I did.
You're alive. Thank
Praise God.
God.
Oh, it's so sad because I didn't. I mean, of course, you grow up and you're the one, so you didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah. And you weren't there for that. But of course, I was there, well, around when my brother was born. And it wasn't even half, you know, that like stressful for anybody.
Right.
So I'm so thankful that like I was only.
You were
one
unaware.
That had to,
yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. Me too. Yeah. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. So So you made it through that.
I made it.
He's so coordinated on the keyboard. That's so interesting.
He is. I mean, a genius.
I know.
Oh yeah.
But don't have some stuff there in the floor because he will trip over it.
God bless him.
That is hilarious.
No. Yeah.
I did not know that. That's funny.
It's very funny.
He'll be thrilled that we told
that.
Don't even tell him. Just wait till.
Right. He'll be like,
"Why
did you tell it this way?"
Don't tell him. Let him be surprised when he listens.
He'll laugh. He'll be okay.
So what I'm saying is I'm gushing over this because, I mean, you've grown into this woman who is following, you know, the path that God has given you. And everything that you're saying that I will fly will be really in my mind. I'm like, this is just you. Like, this is very much who you are. Like, you have your own unique style. So having, you know, some clothing be a part of I Will Fly is perfect. By the way, how did you even come up with your style? Like, what?
Yeah, she does have a great style, I have to say, over the years.
Thank you. Just beautiful. Always put together.
Mm. Always look very cute and adorable.
Thank you.
And I know that you don't spend a lot of money on your...
Oh, absolutely.
You're very much a bargain shopper.
We're all about the bargains. Yeah. Do not pay full price. Thrift.
Yeah. Yes. I went through a bad phase... Because I'm very creative, like you said. So in my mind, at a time, I thought I was just the best. And I look back at pictures and I'm like, ooh, why did they let me wear? But my mom, we've always had like a little bit of a headbutt on clothes because me and my mom are very different. Mm-hmm. Whereas me and my dad are probably a lot more similar. He likes to kind of do his own thing. Yes. And I'm kind of like that too. Mm-hmm. Which my mom is too, but she's a little bit more traditional than I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it just kind of morphed over time. And I'm kind of at that place where now I don't like to spend a lot of money on clothes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of getting pieces every so often.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just, I kind of wake up and decide how I feel and throw on whatever
you
I feel
today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always been.
You just kind of go with it. Yeah, absolutely. But I love fashion. I think it's a blast. And makeup and hair. Yeah.
I also think some of that creativity, you know, from dance and everything falls into that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you real quick, because I want lots of people to sign up for this.
Yeah.
And really just have you as a mentor also, especially young, like teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty amazing to have Christian as a mentor. Mm-hmm. How do we follow you? Because I don't think I'm following
you. Are we not?
You, so
oh, my goodness.
I know. I have to change
that
today.
Gosh. Okay. So I have a Facebook, and it's just my name, Christian Joelle Jones.
Okay. So your full name.
Yes,
okay.
Full name. And it's an artist page. So if you're looking and you're like, we can't be friends, it's a page.
Right.
Follow
like
me.
It.
Follow it.
I will
like
your comments.
Follow it.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You can sign up for the event there as well.
Okay.
We have it just in my events. You can go right to my events
and
sign up right on Facebook.
Good.
So, yes.
Keeping it easy
for
everybody.
Find me on Facebook.
And it's on Eventbrite. The classes are on Eventbrite
as
well.
If you want to go, you can do that much work if you want to. You can go to Eventbrite and just look it up there.
Okay.
But the easiest thing, go to Facebook and
just
you can find it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is your... What are the principles? Are you going to teach more than dance? Are you going to be saying these are some life principles? These are some things that we should live by. What are the things that you're going to be teaching through this?
Well, I will fly. I will definitely explain. I will fly because that is really where the principles lie and the foundation of the full brand is. Within my class, I'm kind of the hope is that it'll be really easy to just be creative.
Yeah.
So every class will start with some freestyle. I want people to just kind of get comfortable and have a creative dance environment. And then, of course, I'll explain. I will fly and kind of just give them the basis so that way they know that that's what it is. It's just a creative dance environment.
And to be comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, because I think there's so much pressure put on entertainers to be something, and I think that it's just time to be ourselves within the business.
That's good. I think it's funny what you just said. There's so much pressure, but when you look at the super successful entertainers, they're nothing like anybody else.
Exactly. I think that's so sad. I don't know where that kind of happened,
right?
But yeah, most of the people that are, especially people that we really relate to as fans, I think it's the people that are just the most different.
And they're not afraid to walk outside of the, or color outside of the line, sort of go with it and
So what is your motivation? She's like, my motivation.
No.
Honest. Just, and I mean in your life.
Okay.
Like, what are you motivated by?
Honestly, I'm motivated by the idea that I really want to change the entertainment business.
Okay.
And that's a big goal.
You got it, girl.
I mean, that's been my dream since I was little. I mean, I've always known I wanted to be an entertainer of very versatile areas of the entertainment business. And so really every day I try to gear towards changing the entertainment business and let that motivate me towards, because I feel like that really is what God has for me ultimately, and that's really what he has always kind of just continued to lay on my heart. So I try to stay true to that, and in that I think I'm just motivated to continue and keep going and never let myself fall under that line and standard.
And you work very hard. I mean, it takes a lot of practice. I've seen the practicing that it takes for you to be in an event. And your parents really help you with that.
They were big. Like, my dad is big. He practices all the time at home, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, being, you know, early and on time for things and
just professional.
That's been, I think the best thing is that I had that standard before. Then once you get to KD, like KD was super like, you're a professional now.
Yes.
If you're not a professional here, then you won't be a professional after.
Right.
So now I think it's just all of those things together have made me try to be as professional as possible.
Right. That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Christian, for joining us. I mean, this has truly been a joy.
Fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky, for being here,
co-hosting.
Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. Check out their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Loveministriesbuilds.org. Also, check out our website, EHEWradio.com, and us on social media. Follow us, like us on social media at EHEWradio. You all have a great week. My name is Carla Nivens. I've been your host, and it's been my pleasure. We'll see you back next week.